The Battle of Long Island was fought on August 27, 1776. It was the first major battle of the war to take place after the United States declared its independence on the 4th of July. Within a day, the war had cost both sides more than 2,000 casualties and was the largest battle of the entire war. The British captured over 1,000 Continental troops, and their victory marked the beginning of a successful campaign that gave them control of the strategically important city of New York. Welcome to the world of Dr. Scott Miller.
Oh, it's a big boy.
Caring for special patients.
Colin! That's a fantastic name.
Taking on challenging cases.
That is unbelievable.
And saving lives.
What have we got? Okay.
Whether at home.
Wow.
Or on the road.
This is cat heaven, isn't it?
The adventure continues.
You spat right in my mouth.
With the vet on the hill. Today, Coco the princess pug needs surgery.
Hello, ladies.
And it's a nerve-wracking initiation for Scott's rookie vet.
You've had eggs at 100. Yeah.
And a bit of hanky-panky for Scott's oldest patients. But the bond is closest between Coco and Anna herself.
Yes.
Our relationship is very intense. It is a love affair. I mean, we spend all our time together.
Anna is dreading her trip to the vet tomorrow. She will have to hand over her special girl for her spay operation.
It is going to be scary, kind of leaving her. I don't think I've ever actually left her before.
Coco might be unaware of the impending surgery, but she's lapping up all the extra attention. Singapore Airlines is Asia's best-ranked airline, placing first in a 2016 global passenger survey. In an increasingly competitive market, the airline carries nearly 19 million passengers a year to over 60 destinations in more than 30 countries. Changi Airport, Singapore. The world's sixth busiest airport recorded a new high 58.7 million passengers in 2016. For Singapore Airlines, Changi is home base, with 240 flights arriving and departing every day. Heading into one of the last wild places on Earth, photographer Tim Lehman is on assignment for National Geographic magazine. His goal? Bring the killer shots. Photos that tell the story of Australia's northernmost point, the Cape York Peninsula.